Welcome to the FOSDEM 2021 Open Power Dev Room. My name is James Kalina. I'm the Executive Director of the Open Power Foundation. I'm here today to talk a little bit about who we are and what we're trying to accomplish with Open Power. So you can also connect with me on Twitter or connect with the foundation on Twitter at openpower.org. So a little bit about me. My background is in open source software. So previously I founded a cloud software startup called HyperSH. We're focused on the container space and container native space and container security. We're actually the co-creators of the Kata Container Project. And this was a joint project between us and the Intel group working on Clear Containers. And so we worked extensively with the CNCF, Google Kubernetes Group, Docker, and a whole host of other Linux Foundation projects as well. I'm a former Red Hatter working in product, as well as a former AT&T-er working within the OpenStack Telco Group. So who is the Open Power Foundation? So we actually started in 2013, and we had some big names that are still with us today. We are a nonprofit serving our member companies as well as the open hardware industry at large. We've grown this foundation to over 350 members globally today. So wherever you are in the world, there is most likely a member in your home country or a number of members in your home country working on great things within the open hardware space. And we had a kind of a reboot, if you will, in 2019 with the fully opening of the Power ISA. So before that, there was some licensing involved with the Open Power, but that went away. We saw the light and we said, this is a great technology and it's ripe for adoption on a whole bunch of use cases. And that is shown out through all the different types of members that we have currently today, whether they're in academia, whether they're in chip design or IP houses, in industry at large, whether in fabrication, software design or memory, as well as just individual users who are excited about a very high performant open ISA. So our mission is to really accelerate the adoption of the Open Power ISA and open technology at large. So we are very big promoters of open technology and open hardware. And we're going to do this through driving technology innovation through specifications, through compliance, which is very important to make sure that there's no changes to the underlying technology that breaks things. We also are standing up product SIGs. So this is focusing, taking it from just specifications into actually industry verticals and figuring out how we can be better equipped to support our members around that. And our goals is really to grow the overall ecosystem as well as our membership and to facilitate community engagement and visibility for our members so that they can showcase all the great things and all the great technologies that they're really working on. So why open hardware and why now? So what we're seeing in the last couple of years is really is industry consolidation. And when this happens, you tend to see companies diversify their supply chain risk. And one of the things that they look towards is how can we have something that is as a way to go around this kind of consolidation. And open source hardware is just that. It's a way to de-risk your supply chain and de-risk the technology stack that you're developing on, and also to accelerate your technology innovation by collaborating with like minds and people that might have better and domain specific knowledge around certain things than you. We also are seeing this domestic tech innovation. So nations are actually wanting to own their own destiny around their technology stacks. And this, we've seen a lot of uptick in Asian countries and China in particular around open power and taking a look at what they can potentially do with open power because it's such a great high performance architecture. And they want to make sure that they have all the collaborative partnerships around that. And by being part of the Open Power Foundation, it all comes part and parcel, as well as domain specific computing. So this is really born out of the fact that performance gains are not coming as quickly and as big as before. And so it's going to be now up to designers to go back to the drawing board and say, well, we need to tweak the underlying platforms. We need to be able to customize this for our specific use case and specific application. And so it's going to be fundamental innovation at the lower levels, including the architecture itself and everything that goes on top of it, to get that kind of performance, to get that kind of nuanced approach of what you're trying to accomplish and accelerating that innovation. As well as what we're seeing is IC packaging reuse. So this is kind of taking out of a playbook out of the container native space, where you want to be able to reuse intellectual property and technologies. So what we're seeing is a real commitment and interest in open bus technology and interconnects between chiplets. And this is something that Open Power is really interested in and trying to push forward in standing up work groups around this as well, and interfacing with other work groups and other foundations that are focused entirely on this problem. And we see that this is going to be where a lot of innovation is going to happen. It's just going to accelerate the ability for smaller companies to play a very large part in new SoC designs and new chip designs, and accelerate innovation in the space. So why Open Power? So as I said before, we're fully open ISA. So we're royalty free. The power instruction says completely royalty free, but it also includes patent protection, which is vital if you actually want to go build chips. We have open designs that we've already released. So 2020, we saw the release of the A2, both A2i and A2o designs in order and out of order. We also have the microwatt design, which is a soft core implementation of the Power ISA. And that was really to showcase just how easy it is to actually take the Power ISA and stand it up and build something on it. And that's just blown up in terms of who's using it and how they're using it and the learnings from it as well. We also are an open governance foundation. So we moved under the Linux Foundation. And this opens up a whole bunch of great things for us, which is really around collaboration, to cherry pick the best minds of open source software and to see how they did things and to kind of piggyback on that. And then, you know, just to be part of a larger ecosystem of open source. The one great thing about Power is that it has a very, very vast software ecosystem. It's fully supported. Major software ecosystems already work on Power, you know, mainline Linux, all the distros, and you got, you know, cloud native software running on it and all kinds of great things that you might need right out the gate to go to market. And so you don't have to build it from scratch, which is a huge undertaking. And that's where most people would fail if they try to go alone. And so by having this already there, it's just your leg up. We also have a lot of members who are well-versed in channel ecosystems. So partnerships around this within our community is very common, and where you have just some really rock star R&D going on, but they might need help in how they go into different markets or how they expand into new markets. And this is where our members can really come and collaborate and partner and do great things. And we've already seen that. And we also have established performance benchmarks. So Power is a very high performing architecture, and it's been proven out over decades now. You know, recently we've had the two fastest supercomputers running on Power. And so it's already there. It's fully open. So it's to me, it's a no-brainer on checking it out, on figuring out how you can actually incorporate this technology and accelerate your path to whatever market you're trying to go after. So how do we as a foundation create value for our members? So we We have a number of things that we do, and this is where you participate in. So we have our technical deliverables, where we're managing the progress of these deliverables through our work groups, and we have a variety of work groups focused on a variety of topics, whether it's low-level specifications all the way up into product kind of focused use cases. And we administer these different work groups and create new work groups or shut down work groups based on needs of our community. And this is where you can have a very strong influence on what we do and where we go within the foundation. We also have learning development. So we have a very large academic membership within the Open Power Foundation. And we're creating curriculum right now for these different universities to start pushing into curriculums at their own institutions. And this is great, where you can actually participate on online forums, as well as events that the academics put on, and you can pick their brains on the kind of research that they're doing and gain insight into the really fundamental technology innovation that they're working on. We also have very important, which is compliance and verification. So we manage compliance test suite to make sure that everything's backwards compatible, nothing breaks. And we're also currently working on standing up a formal verification service around the power, so that when someone is trying to build new chips based on power, we can have a verification service along with the compliance. And then we have outreach. So we are establishing or reestablishing our ambassador program. And we already have some great people who are touting the flag and talking about power out there, but we're trying to formalize it in a way that they get really recognized and we can bring in more ambassadors to the program. This is a great way also just connect domain specific experts across the different verticals and different industries who are interested in open power and open source hardware in general. And we also provide our members really the visibility within the industry. So we engage in industry events like this. We host our own events. And we're part of the Linux Foundation now. So we have a whole host of events that we can potentially get your company into and to get talks to host. We can also work on driving a variety of member content through various channels, such as social media or analyst forums, blog posts. We can go through channels to the Linux Foundation. So what you're working on, we want to know about, and we want to help everyone else know about it, because that tends to lead to more and more innovation, more collaboration. So we become a very good linchpin in getting you guys connected and getting member companies talking to one another and really working on breaking down problems and solving them. So where are we going? So the current use cases for open power, whenever we talk with anybody, they always say HPC, cloud or enterprise computing and AI and machine learning. And that's still the bread and butter kind of open power right now and will continue to be. But what we see in talking with our members and others in the industry is that open power really has a future in a variety of use cases. And this is where we're really trying to push standing up work groups and getting engagement within the networking space, 5G in particular. So working with the Linux Foundation's LF Edge and LF networking groups, as well as automotive. So again, because we're on the Linux Foundation, there's the AGL. And so by working with us, you can actually engage and figure out new use cases on how to use power technology for these different verticals, as well as storage. And the other one that we're really looking at and standing up work groups around is kind of the embedded space and IoT and industrial.